that afternoon and go down and get that egg out. Next day she'll lay another one in there, as long as one's there. But if you take all of them out, well, she ain't gonna go back there. She'll go somewhere else. She'll steal her nest off and be catching them out. Yeah.
Why, when you say that when they were down around the barn, did you ever milk the cow outside of the barn?
Oh yeah, right out there in that back orange tree, I had an old cow that I milked. These boys got big enough to milk, and then I trained them to milk, I taught them to milk, and one of them milk in the morning before he go to school, and the other milk in the afternoon. You milk the cow twice a day, and if you want a cow to be a good milker, you milk her at the same time every day, say like 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock in the morning, that cow had to be milked. 6 o'clock in the afternoon, the cow had to be milked. And both of my boys are good milkers. They both know how to milk a cow. They can either one of them sit down under a cow and get the milk.
So, like, did you have a little area, outside the barn
where you milk a cow? Usually we had a shed that we milked because a lot of time you hit bad weather. And you get in that shed and milk right on, see, because you've got to milk. That's one thing you got to do. When that time comes to milk that cow, she's got to be milked. Or you ruin your cow if you don't milk her. And so you go out there and you milk that cow every day, whether it's raining or not. So we always had a shed. I had me a shed right out there by that back orange tree there. And they used to call it, well, in fact, they still call it. And I tell them boys, here's some oranges I got off of the cowshed tree. And they know exactly which tree I got them off of, because I had a tree, I had that orange tree grow right beside the cowshed.
Did you have real bad weather, like if you had lightning and thunder, what would you call that?
Well, it depends on if it's a thunderstorm, or have a thunderstorm. Now we didn't know a whole lot about storms. I guess we had them, because I remember when I was a pretty good sized boy, there was 4 days that we and nights that it stormed, it blowed, and it rained, and it was just a storm. That's all it was to it. But we didn't, I know what it is now, because they call it a hurricane. But back them days, it was just bad weather. Nobody thought about it being a hurricane, but I know that's what it was now since I got grown. My daddy, it was bad weather, that was all it. I mean, didn't think about a hurricane, but now you got news. Yeah, they call it a hurricane, and you hear it on radio, you hear it on television, you read it in the paper. Now, back them days, though, we only got a paper once a week. We get hold of a newspaper about once a week, and I guess a weekly paper, I guess that's what it was. And there wasn't no such a thing as a radio. Nobody ever had, in fact, the first radio I ever seen, we'd been married, I was living here. First radio I ever saw, and I bought me a radio, and it was an old Atwater Kent. And I brought it home, and the radio was set down here on a table, and the speaker set up there on the mantle over the fireplace, and and everybody come here to hear the radio on Saturday night. And back them days now, I don't know. I'd say it was it had to be 45 years ago, or because I've been living here 47 years in this house, so it would have to be 45 years, I'd say, that I go when the first radio I ever seen. And I remember what I paid for it, because I bought it on time. At the time I was cutting meat in town, and I paid $156 for it. Now then, for $25 you could